From the independent producer project of KCRW, this is Here Be Monsters.
Warfare is a balancing act. It's not just about the tools of war, the guns and bombs and missiles and helicopters and bodies. It's also about the hearts and minds of the people involved.
Every battle this country's been in, we use psychological warfare. It destroys your morale, destroys your will to fight. All it is trying to change someone else's mind. And this has happened all through history. We did this big in World War I. We did it again in World War II. And in Korea, Grenada, Vietnam.
In the Vietnam War, the U.S. military wanted new ideas and new methods to change the enemy's mind. And that's what led them to start Operation Wandering Soul and create a recording called Ghost Tape Number 10.
Here Be Monsters, the podcast about
something done by freaks.
The podcast about
the unknown.
Not too many years ago, Vietnam was a peaceful, if troubled, land.
It was the mid-60s, and the U.S. was in the middle of the Cold War with the Soviet Union. Communists came into power in China, and other nations followed them. At the time, Vietnam was split into two countries, Communist North Vietnam and Anti-Communist South Vietnam.
Our choice gradually became clear. We could leave, abandoning South Vietnam to its attackers and to certain conquests, or we could stay and fight beside the people of South Vietnam. We stayed. And we will stay.
It was meant to be a brief war, but it dragged on and on. Thousands of Americans died on foreign soil. And hundreds of thousands of Vietnamese soldiers died. Even within their own country, many died far from where they grew up and where their families lived, far from home. The war wasn't going well for the U.S., and the military knew they couldn't win by force alone. They needed to try out other tactics.
I'm retired U.S. Army Sergeant Major Herb Friedman. I'm an author and I'm an expert on psychological operations, or what we like to call PSYOP. Quite by accident, I've become the expert on the field only because nobody else much cares about it. This was never considered real military fare. Psychological warfare was always considered kind of an oddity, playing with people's minds, something done by freaks.
And during the Vietnam War, some of those freaks were in the U.S. Army 6th PSYOP Battalion. Instead of guns, they were armed with microphones, loudspeakers, and an echo chamber. Their new operation was called Wandering Soul, and they were tasked with exploiting a Vietnamese cultural belief about death, specifically death far from home.
The thought is that if you were to die far from home, you would simply walk the earth forever as a angry spirit causing harm to people. So it was very important that the body be brought home and be buried in a family plot where that spirit could be fed and could be taken care of and could be loved. And that's really where the idea came from. Someone just came up with the idea one day, well, if the North Vietnamese that are fighting in the South truly believe that their spirits will walk forever and be in hell forever, why don't we make a tape telling them or letting them hear what it's like to be dead walking the earth? And that's when America decided to start preparing tapes to be broadcast by loudspeakers reminding the Vietnamese, you're dying here, born in the North to die in the South.
The military hired a handful of South Vietnamese voice actors. They went into the chamber and pretended to be ghosts of soldiers killed in battle, left to wander the earth for eternity.
And it's just an echo chamber that causes that reverb, you know, oh, it's terrible, 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 terrible,
terrible.
but it's a nice creepy tape.
The PSYOP soldiers took this tape and they loaded it into helicopters and airplanes, specially equipped with loudspeakers pointing at the ground. And then, in the silence of the middle of the night, pilots flew high over North Vietnamese camps.
There's not a sound in the sky, and all of a sudden they hear this terrible noise. And all of a sudden, they would hear this. They would literally hear a funeral procession at midnight. They're tired, they're hungry, maybe they're suffering from malaria, and now they hear this voice, and this voice is reminding them, you're going to die here, you're going to walk forever like me. You're just going to be an angry, angry spirit.
The wandering soul would say, my friends, I come back to let you know that I am dead. I am in hell, just hell. It was a senseless death. How senseless. But when I realized the truth, it was too late. Friends, while you are still alive, there is still a chance that you can be reunited with your loved ones. Do you hear what I say? Go home. Go home, friends. Hurry. If not, you will end up like me. Go home, my friends, before it is too late. Go home. Go home, friends. And the plane would disappear again, off into the night, leaving the North Vietnamese in silence.
There's nothing evil about manipulating. It's done every single day. But my God, the United States of America is built on manipulation. And, it's easy, if you're really silly, to think that's exploitation. That's that kind of American guilt, because you're exploiting them for their benefit. Is it more ethical to kill them, or is it more ethical to send them a message? We just tell somebody, listen, wouldn't it be better just to go home and not walk the earth forever? Wouldn't it be better to go back where you belong and have a happy life and a happy afterlife? Or would you rather stay here and we'll just bomb you with B-52? The best case scenario in the Wandering Soul operation would be the massive defections of communist troops. Whether it worked or not, I have never seen any proof that there were vast numbers of people surrendering after one of these. What you're doing is you're trying to save their life, you know, by bringing them back, and you're trying to just stop the war any way you can. And you try a lot of very, very strange things.
The The success of Operation Wandering Soul and Ghost Tape No. 10 is unknowable. But to this day, the U.S. military continues to openly recruit new PSYOP soldiers, though little is known about their current missions.
The war in Vietnam is not like these other wars, yet war is always the same. It is young men dying in the fullness of their promise. It is trying to kill a man that you do not even know well enough to hate. Therefore, to know war is to know that there is still madness in this world.
Major Herb Friedman retired from the Army in 1995. During his service, he was not part of PSYOPs, nor was he involved in Operation Wandering Soul. However, in his civilian life, he's become an expert on the United States psychological operations. You can read more about him and other PSYOP tactics at his website, PsyWarrior.com. That's PSYWarrior.com. This episode was produced by Caitlin Pierce. Caitlin is an independent radio producer living in New York. She also makes a podcast called Borders. You can listen at bordersradio.org. We'll also have links to her and Sergeant Major Friedman's work on our website, hbmpodcast.com. Also on our website, we have Lyndon B. Johnson's full State of the Union address that we excerpted for this episode, and a picture of a PSYOPs helicopter with loudspeakers, along with the full unedited audio of Ghost Tape No. 10. Again, we're at hbmpodcast.com. And we want to know what you think about this episode. Do you agree with Sergeant Major Friedman that manipulation is the humanitarian choice in war? Do you think that it's exploitative? Or do you know someone who heard the Operation Wandering Soul tapes? Let us know. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Our email address is hbmpodcast@gmail.com. This episode was edited by me, Bethany Denton, with help from Jeff Entman and Nick White, our editor at KCRW. Special thanks to Dan Epstein for his help on this episode. Music from Phantom Fauna and The Black Spot. Here Be Monsters is part of the Independent Producer Project from KCRW. Thanks for listening. We'll have more episodes soon.